is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire and meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saying in effect, don't panic, it'll recover. Some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again, but it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. That's going to be bad for everyone, and investors are selling in reflection of that to concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
Overnight, a low of 35.
A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose
Tuesday night, a few clouds remain and a low of 26. Partly cloudy and mild Wednesday with a high of 54.
A cargo ship hit a tanker taking jet fuel for the U.S. military off Eastern England.
Warmer with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, near 70 with rain likely at night. And Saturday, 53 with scattered showers likely.
Authorities ending their search for one of the 14 crew members on that cargo ship still missing. All 23 members on board the U.S. tanker have been accounted for. Foggy conditions were reported at the time of the collision, and while investigators do not believe this was intentional, experts say it was preventable.
The tanker was anchored in Grimsby, England. It's taken 14 years, but Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant's radiation levels have significantly dropped since that meltdown. Workers now walking around in many areas wearing only surgical masks and regular clothes. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I have a 51. Oh, Sandy, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought he'll move.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich coming off back surgery delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of yourself and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5", 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. To play left guard, Elton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins at Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life and tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources is not happening, and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, sunshine. We bounce back to 56 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60. We're talking low 70s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alva from the Todd Alva Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Peach Wabba.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. And Monday is finally here, and we can do another show in front of the entire state of Wisconsin because we are in the state of Wisconsin. Green Bay, great to have you here on a Monday. And I don't think you need any, pick-me-up today. It was so beautiful outside today. And Conrad will go to you first because every night I ask you how you are, you say, well, pretty good. It was 45 today. You immediately jump to weather. I know it fuels you. How did you feel?
I don't know if you can see, but I'm wearing shorts.
I saw your shorts. They're a fine looking pair of shorts. Did you come right from the golf course?
I wish I did.
Yeah, that's a beautiful day. Go ahead.
I gotta say, for the stream, we're live on Twitter now. Twitter was down like a little. I just got to work, so.
And things are really picking up. We have one viewer on Twitter right now, so I can tell people we're a little disgruntled about Twitter, but it is up and running. So please join us on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook or WGBW, right?
Yes.
You can also stream us on the website. Monday night edition of Nightlight. Beautiful day. Hopefully you're still outside and you're listening to us on the app. So, however, fun show tonight. I've got two in studio guests. I always get excited when we're in studio. We have Northeast Wisconsin based actor Dan Davies, who's doing some great things. He's going to be here to discuss some projects he has coming up. And a big event coming up at the Tarleton Theater here just down
Let's
the street.
Let's go.
It'll be great to have him in. On the show again, he's been here before. We'll catch up with him. Peter's not an on-air
I'm only
person.
Interested
Peter Van Dorn
if I can
is a
have
big
you
time.
Alive.
He's a cop here at
I think it's a lot tougher for the scoring.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher to turn.
Brought back great memories for me of putting a brown, a bag of lunch together when I was a kid. I used to put salami and cheese and mustard. I think that was my favorite.
Well, usually, only on lights,
yeah. A pretty good cheese and some mustard. Bags.
I got some girls
got
off of my mind,
school,
but baby, not tonight. I've been putting in overtime, trying to get
so
over your.
It sounded like it was like fine dining over at a high school.
Well, all right, so I say PB&J is
we are
my
local
sandwich.
Radio,
right.
Locally
when I was
owned,
younger,
staffed, managed, and focused on local community service.
I love you guys.
Oh, wow.
You are
so
the best.
Country and community. WRCLFM 100.9.
They're so unhealthy.
Yeah. How do you feel now about lunch?
Oh, they're disgusting.
They're gross.
Yeah.
That's
so nasty.
I'm traumatized, too, because I always had kids that, like, when I was a kid, my mom was growing up. It wasn't like a total grown lunch, but healthy stuff. Like a peanut butter sandwich, carrots.
If you got a problem,
maybe some fruit.
Don't care what it is.
But then there were always those kids.
You need a hand.
Had, like,
I can assure
bags
you
of chips.
Like,
mostly it was the side of
two strong arms.
That they were sporting. Just kind of showing off, too. And I remember whenever I got
it would sure
I
do me good.
Yeah,
to do
the,
you good. Let me help.
I thought that is
the best. That people get lonely.
Any sandwich
ain't nothing new.
To it.
But a woman like you, babe, she never has the blues.
You want to hear something?
Let me help.
One of the friends used to sit with
me. Let me help.
He'd always get, he'd always back to lunch every day. Weird combination he did. And I totally forgot about it.
Do you good. Let me help.
Usually had a chocolate. String cheese.
When I go to sleep at night, you're always
oh,
the part of my
awful.
Dream.
That's horrifying.
No, we thought it was gross. But he's like, no, it's really good. You gotta try it.
I never got pudding. I never put pudding.
I wanna hear. Don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about it. I can do anything at all. Let me help.
But anyway, what's it gonna
say? Child needs a dad. I can help.
Your childhood. Something, or even now, exactly now,
sure
how to
do
make it healthy.
Good. Do
no
you good.
There
let
are
me
no
help.
Only world. So I did see something. Bong Joon Ho's interview. I was the cute boy. Oscar Award-winning picture and best director. Very talented guy. And I think he told me last week I want to show
you. Want to go to sleep and let you all.
Yeah,
holding me tight, telling me everything. I want to hear.
So
don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a dad.
Nice message.
Help.
Really cool effects. Too long.
It would sure do me good. To do you good. Let me help.
First swing with a big question, too.
Can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding
this
go a long
is
way.
News from the center WRCE
Information Service of Russian Siren
ready for the April election. Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates to watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, I think, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. Really, a definition of like why he loves God.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Indiana County.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Character falls for a woman in the other watchtower. It's also a sniper, special forces, played by Taylor.
Yep.
And they have this crazy, weird romance from a mile apart. And, you know, I think it's worth a watch because just because like I said, it's a good streaming. If I went to the theater, I wouldn't have hated it, but I love the fact that I can watch it. I love my So.
The one thing I, the only problem I had was when they actually got it. Which I knew was going to happen because he had a,
is a touch of what your is that hand.
Called?
Zipline.
Zipline, yes. He had a zipline. I knew it was coming.
You're not spoiled.
Yeah. And once he gets down there, she follows him down there when she sees him. And I just feel like it drags. I feel like it's like 40 minutes of down there, just them walking around, finding clues to what happened. A man can go wrong.
Must be doing something right.
I just heard
you sigh. It's just always leaning to
my kiss and clothes.
Those days that's my issue with the host. Need you ask.
Don't know what I did
to
earn a love like this.
Our question of the night
whatever
is,
you
what
say.
Is in your sack lunch? It's an honor of National Active Lunch Day.
About time. Thank giving you what you want. Whatever it takes.
Monica, I'm on the right road. I was in office today, so I had a PB&J. That's a mandarin orchard, right. Four large carrots.
I just heard you sigh.
Leaning like
to my kiss and clothes.
Those
deep blue needs.
Diane, checks in. She's also
don't know what
she says,
I did
an apple,
to earn a love like
butter
this.
Jam sandwich with a bag of chips and orange juice. From Nesta.
Must be doing something. Up after the news, and then Peter Van Doren talks fantasy baseball. Hour two, it's Nightlight on a beautiful Monday in Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night. It's Pete Schwabba. I'll be right back.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down in a massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire and meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saying, in effect, don't panic, it'll recover, some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again, but it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. So that's going to be bad for everyone, and investors are selling in reflection of that concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
This
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich, coming off back surgery, delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of, you know, yourself and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5". 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. He'll play left guard. Elton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million. $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers. Sports on Mike Clemens.
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stuck up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington and Brew, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, sunshine. We bounce back to 56 by Thursday, partly cloudy, 60. We're talking low 70s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you're lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you're lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, like join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of Doge cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Danny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Question of the night is, what's in your sack lunch this National Mississippi Lunch Day? Paula, Zero, says my favorite is also the PB&J. But I also like ham and cheese with mayo.
When the world's spinning round,
that is the all-American meal.
I need a place to dream.
Well, I don't know how you feel about your mom's.
So I come to your bank.
It's a great choice for your work, huh? Yeah, Tyler from Wisconsin Rabbit says, what would Jake and Elwood have to say?
Huckleberry Finn, roll on Mississippi.
That's the voice of like Dan Davies, who joined me in the studio now, Wisconsin actor.
Roll on Mississippi.
lot of stuff going on. I'm excited to get to you. Yeah.
You're the child.
So it's good to have you here. What is in your sack lunch? That's a personal question.
Mississippi. Carry me home.
Wisconsin, so it's always on me. Cheese, white bread.
I can't see.
Generic Fritos or Doritos.
Yeah.
The Moritos. It's so funny. I remember having bologna as a kid and not thinking anything of it. But now when I literally get nauseous when I walk past bologna in a supermarket. People still love it. They fry it. Yeah. I just don't know what I mean. It's the color and the texture. Probably is. And look, I went with salami. He held out his arms and he seemed if at all. Actually, it is much better.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, because that's one of the
out by the driveway, he looks down the street. Long hair and sandals made of rebar and concrete.
Oh, cool. I painted it white with newer, old grain, sleeker, healthier. No.
He's the rock of ages so on our gravel road.
Sure. Yeah, I should go to
Jesus, standing taller than a tree.
Jesus,
a bigger man than you or me.
Busy. So, like being busy like that, going project to project, you get downtown. It's always.
I thought losing my job was the end of the world. Till my best pal ran off with my best girl. I felt suicidal with no real friends. So I walked outside with a rope in my hand. Out by the statue there's a big old tree. So I stood on his shoulders and I counted the three. I had every intention of buying the farm. But when I jumped off, he caught me in his arms.
Any film festival I've been to, I just like the experience of the celebration. But this festival, $10 a pop, because they can get expensive. Some festivals are expensive, and I still feel like it's worth the money, but $10, you almost can't afford not to go. Even if you hate movies, well, you have to go.
And Tarleton, too.
I know you noticed him standing by his girlfriend, looking like two people in love. When just a week ago, he was calling you, saying, baby, I just can't get enough.
Up looking dark and yellow, you'll know it's the last of the
but I hope that doesn't happen.
No, he's been on the show, he's great, he's very sharp.
Yeah.
He's just this about you know, the sharpness is still seeing that he has issues. Probably, but does he stay right? Yeah, he's still right. offering net points. And I remember when we sold a guy thing, it was like, well, you'll get 5% of the net. And everyone's like, you're never going to see that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Well, in the case of the Santa Claus, here's how it happened. Here's what has to happen for you to get net points in Hollywood. The actor, Tim Allen, was his first feature film, so they didn't overpay him. They didn't promise any of the gross to anyone. So even with creative Hollywood Sunday, County, they couldn't
of all your sin.
But that's what it takes. That's so wrong. Anyway, Monday's Bill, work, I understand Bill's lame. He did
Thursday more the same.
But, you know,
Friday is Tuesday to say goodbye.
Friday is
Tuesday to say goodbye.
Sure.
Say goodbye to the boss. It's so lost.
You know, I've been a fan of his. I saw a giant spider.
Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call.
Say goodbye to the roast and the pack.
Friday is a good day. Say goodbye.
Daddy, we're going to go see a giant spider for me.
It's Friday night, the week has come to a close.
And then we went into a bar right after.
Baby, it's time for me to say adios.
Shirley Temple. Okay, yeah.
It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, I'll be dancing. Friday is a good day to say
that would be the perfect opportunity for you to slide your Shirley Temple
Friday
across the bar and say, don't be afraid.
Goodbye.
I can't develop an alcohol issue if I don't have any
bring it on.
What do people expect?
Say goodbye,
like, you're
going to
host the occasion for the 15th anniversary at the hotel. If people decide to go, let's say they don't, they've never seen the film, what can they expect in terms of movie and
sure. So, yeah, we'll start the evening. It's either Crackers or Nick or Vance is going to give me an intro. I'll come on, do my shtick. We'll do The Rise of Deermageddon, that proof of concept that we shot.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner, no problem. Just let them know they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Show to investors.
Yep, tell us about
it. So we shot 15 months
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a daydreamer with her head in the sky and always learning the hard way. I bet she thinks she knows better than me, but that's just part of her charm. Yeah.
When you try that, you get back up.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who serve?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Of course, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Yeah, we're back in the saddle, rounding up the cattle. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Daniel from Ashton says his sack lunch would be. Okay, Daniel is commenting on Mickey 17. He says, I imagine Michael Peake's 1996 movie.
sandwich. White bread. Russian dressing in a small bagel.
I know I wasn't always good to you.
So, Dan, sincerely,
one time I had some trouble and it came to being true.
Are there other actors in
Apple? If you're gone for good, don't you think you could do better, Walter?
Yeah.
I'm sure that Walter is a stand-up guy. He may never make you laugh, but he'll never make you cry. But can you really see yourself turning out just like a Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run? You're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar,
so that's cool. So, and why not?
Like, remember, you're gonna have to say I do. To Walter. I bet he never had his nose broke in a ballroom. Or got cussed by a country judge because of one crazy night. But can you really see yourself turning out the lights and turning to Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run so wildly free when you were still in love with me? Photographs the ones of us that you still have to see. You're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do to Walter.
Tickets go back to this 501c3, which helps this theater, the cinema in the middle of, you know, downtown Oshkosh. So we're right. Super excited for it. And we're getting a lot of amazing press and praise. So when you, like, you wrote the thing, you're not the main actor, but did you have to go out and raise money for this? Or is this like the company approaches you and says, we'd like to do this?
When the film,
fish in the lake, and that cane pole you make, and the feeling when one's on the line. Like the smile of a friend, glad to see you again, that erases the passing of time. Like an eagle that flies, the sun in the sky, or the grace God has given to me. It's free.
All I can think about is seeing
How do you not want to see this, folks?
Four through the six, Oshkosh.
Where do you
find out more information?
pretend to something, but it was nothing but the beating of two lucky hearts. The sound of a train, heart pouring rain, and the words that you whispered to me. All the things I wouldn't trade for anything.
Our everything.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fears of a possible recession caused in part by Trump tariff policy leading to the worst sell-off on Wall Street in more than 2 years.
U.S. stocks suffering widespread losses amid an escalating trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 2%, while the S&P 500 declined 2.7%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ plummeted 4%. Tesla, the electric car maker led by Elon Musk, sank 15%, and United Airlines and Delta each fell more than 4%. Following an interview broadcast over the weekend, President Trump said his tariffs could bring a period of transition.
That's ABC's Melissa Adan. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is confident that a continuing resolution to fund the government through the end of the year, avoiding a shutdown, will pass. U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia talking about ending the war as Russia says it shot down more than 330 Ukrainian drones overnight. This is ABC News.